Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Unprecedented.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. God wants to do things in our lives that shock even us. God wants to operate and move in our lives in such a way that even we are amazed, because he wants to do things that eyes haven't seen, things that ears haven't heard, things that have not entered into the heart of man. God wants to visit every area of our lives. God wants to show up and show out in our lives.
Amen.
The God's Word translation of that scripture, it says, but as the scripture says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined the things that God has prepared for those who love him. You haven't thought about it yet. The things that God wants to do in your life, in your family, in your whatever, your sphere of life, you have not imagined it yet. The Good News Bible says, however, as the scripture says, what no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing that God prepared for those who love him. I really love it. What no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing God prepared for those that love him. The message says, that is why we have this scripture text. No one has ever seen or heard anything like this. I like that. No one has ever seen or heard anything like this. And no mind has imagined, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those that love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God becomes as big in our lives as we allow him to be. God becomes as big in our lives. Come, let's ride together. Come, let's fly together. He said he will take you up where the eagles fly. He will take you up on the mountaintops, places where you have never been. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do. There's an expression in the Message translation of a particular scripture that says, your head will swim.
Yes.
Your head will swim. That is, it will be so amazing what the Lord does in your life. Your head, look, there are different ways we can live. We can live natural way and follow the path that everybody follows, and we make decisions the way everybody makes decisions. We do things the way everybody does them. Or we can follow a supernatural path where 2 + 2 does not equal 4. You can follow a supernatural path where at certain times in your life, there will be no explanation for the things God does for you. There will be no explanation for it. Nobody will be able to dig and say, this is how it happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said in Amos chapter 9, verse 13, in the Message translation, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. Listen to this. One thing fast on the heels of the other. one thing fast on the heels of the other, you will not be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. Let me say this to you, as I heard the Lord say, one miracle would be amazing. One blessing would be amazing enough. But one miracle and one blessing will not be enough to tell the story of what the Lord does in your life. One miracle will be amazing enough. One blessing will be amazing enough. But one miracle and one blessing will not be enough to tell the story of what the Lord does in your life. Listen to what he said. He said, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. Your head doesn't swim when you do things, when it all comes together in through the natural. Because it comes together that same way for everybody else.
Yes.
Right? I'll never forget several years ago, you remember, we were working with an accountant on our taxes. Way back then. I mean, our children were little. Our children were little way back then. We lived in Shaker Heights, I think it was. And we were working with our accountant on our taxes. I think our daughter was, she was probably in middle school then, or I think she was in middle school. Our son was, I don't think he had even, yeah. And this accountant could tell we needed help in our family, financial help. He knew we needed help because he saw all our papers, he saw all our books, he saw everything. But as he was preparing our taxes, he got to our charitable giving. And he saw how, I'm talking, if our daughter was in middle school, I mean, our daughter is almost graduating medical school now, she's graduating next year. She was 6 and a half. I mean, think how many years ago this was. I'm not talking to you last year, 2 years, 3 years ago. I'm talking to you decades ago. So, he looked at us, these were days we didn't even have any leftover to buy shoes, to buy whatever. He knew we needed help. You know, you can tell. The way you can tell somebody's life by looking at their finances. You can tell what's going on. No matter the stories they tell you, just by looking at their finances, you can tell what is going on in the natural. Doesn't mean you understand everything, but you can tell what is going on in the natural. So there's no way you look at that and not say, you know. And then he looked at our charitable giving, what we were doing in support of ministries, what we were doing in support of the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, different aspects of you. Of course, first, our local church, our assembly, our ministry, but then other organizations, our support of missionaries, our support of, you know, the things we were doing, he could see it. And he looked at us, he says, this is crazy. He said, you can invest this and it will change your life. I shook my head. My wife and I, we shook our head. We were sitting in his office in Shaker Heights. We shook our heads. We said, he understands nothing. He understands natural and he knows his profession. He's a great accountant. He's a great tax preparer. But he understands nothing. We walked away from there. And instead of doing less, we doubled up. We doubled up. So if you operate through natural and you can put two and two together, everybody can see how you came together. And that's how most people live. God cannot interject there. But when you live supernaturally, just what I've just told you, start from even how you share your life with God. Right? I mean, for the life of me, I never could imagine. I mean, we were renting back then. We were renting and we didn't own anything. Now, by the grace of God, we own multiple. Now, he could tell we were renting. He could tell If anybody needed money, we needed money in our lives. But I said to him, I never can imagine, because he was comparing what we paid on rent, what we charitable gave, what you can have on mortgage, what you can have on it. I said, listen to me. When you walk in the supernatural, you're walking with the Lord.
Yes.
See, many people are saved, but they are not yet truly, fully saved. They are saved, but they are not yet. It's God. Jesus is not the Lord. They are the ones putting everything together in their minds. How to walk it, how to do that. And I used to say back then, I cannot imagine for the life of me paying more on car notes than what I give on charitable giving. I can't imagine it for the life of me. Paying more on my rent, my mortgage, than what I give to the kingdom. I can't imagine it. I can't live like that. See, it's the principle of the kingdom. You see, you either want God involved or you don't. If you want God to be involved, open up. The accountant may not understand today, but he soon will.
Yeah.
He soon will. Because the supernatural way, the Bible says, eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. It has not yet entered into the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. There are things God will do in your life. You don't even know them right now. There are things that God will do for you 2 months. I mean, there are some things God did for us this year we did not know in January. We did not know this January. Let me just even back it up. Some things God did for us we did not even know 1 month before. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. But the Lord has prepared some things for you. The Lord has prepared some things for you. He said, your head will swim. I want you to have faith. I want you to believe God. Let me tell you, if you take it beyond the realm of just natural living, finances, how about health? How about health? God wants to work supernaturally in your health. He wants to make your mind strong. Mentally, he wants to make you strong. He wants to equip you. Drive depression far away from you. Drive suicidal tendencies far away. Drive all this crazy stuff in the world far away. All these things people are dealing with. God wants to drive them away from you. Supernaturally, he will. If we will let him. He said, things are going to happen so fast your head will swim. I better keep my eye on that time. You know I can preach forever. And especially a message like this, like I told you last week, I'm not just preaching to you theoretically. I'm telling you, I didn't read this in a book. I'm telling you for real, and God is my witness. What has happened and what is happening, for real, supernaturally. Amen. It is supernatural. Amen. I'm telling you, there's no human explanation for it. Amen. So, a message like this is very easy to preach. Yes, I see how, but it's easy because I'm not trying to impress you. Number two, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just telling you the truth from the Word of God. If you take it, it will work.
Amen.
If you don't, it won't.
Yes.
You and I will be back here next year. I'll be preaching this same message. This weekend, I had to take my notes from 2012 because there were some things the Lord said in 2012. He took me back there. So I went and pulled my notes from 2012. That year, he said, there'll be wonders without number, is what he told us that year. I had to refer to a few things there. But I said to myself, wow. And I looked at some of the messages. I said, wow, we preached this in 2012? I said, wow, we preached this in 2012? See, guess what? The word is already out. It will work. We just need to do our part. We just need to take it. Wherever you are, hear me, please. This is not an American gospel. This is a gospel of the kingdom of God, that if you will come into oneness with God, if you will make him number one, if you will prioritize God, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all other things. It's all things people are killing themselves for. God will bring them to you easy. Easy peasy.
Yes.
You won't even ask.
Yes.
You will not even ask. Some of the biggest miracles the Lord has given us this year, we did not even ask for it. We were not looking for it. We were not praying about it. But it's a principle of the Word of God. So, please, wherever you are, give God room. This is not about a preacher is preaching trying to get something from. No, this is not it. No, please. Make room for God in your life. Please, I beg you. He will make a difference. He is not in a hurry. You may not see it next month. You may not see it 2 months. But if you just keep on walking, if you just keep on walking, keep on going. Whatever the Lord told you, keep taking the steps. Don't question him. Don't say 6 months now. Don't say 1, 2, 5 years. No, don't say that. Just keep on walking. As long as it is the Word of God. As long as it is the Word of God. Just keep on walking. In your life, in the lives of your children. In the lives of your children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the lives of the people that matter to you. God will take care of everything that concerns you.
Amen.
Let's keep on moving. Everything will be happening all at once. I really like this. This is in the message. Amos 9:13. You won't be able to keep up. That's what he said. One thing fast on the heels of the other. So let me read what I said to you earlier. One miracle and one blessing will be amazing enough. But one miracle and one blessing will not be enough to tell the story of the goodness of God in your life. Because one thing will be happening after the other. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, it will be blessing, not curse. Everywhere you look, it will be blessing, not curse. Somebody say, I'm blessed, I'm not cursed.
I am blessed.
Say, I'm blessed, I'm not cursed.
I am blessed, I'm not cursed.
Think about what happened in the life of Job, in Job chapter 1. The day his children got together for a party, a celebration. And shortly after they got into that celebration, in Job chapter 1, shortly after that, calamity and disaster struck. And one messenger after the other, was bringing reports to Job. All your sheep died in one day. The goats, thunderstorm, all of them drowned in one day. The house where your children were having a party, the house burned, all the children died. Think about that. That's curse. It's one report of curse after one report, one disaster after the other. But Satan was at the root of that. God is at the root of blessing his people. God wants to bless you. Like they were bringing, messenger was bringing one report of disaster to Job after the other. God wants messenger to bring one report of blessing after the other. One report of blessing after the other.
Amen.
See, what you've been asking, God just gave you. What you've been praying for, the Lord just did it. That thing you were working on, it just produced. Result just came from that thing you gave up on 12 years ago. One blessing after the other. You won't be able to keep up, he said. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. If we make room for him. Psalm 126. Somebody say unprecedented. What the Lord will do in my life. And in yours as well. Unprecedented. I'm asking you to confess that towards me too. Say, what God will do in your life as well. That point towards me, not just for you. Because when it came to you prophesying on me, then you kept quiet. When it was for you, you said it loud. When I say in your life, then you stop. Come on now. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unprecedented.
Amen.
This is cool. This is really good. This is really good. I love it. I love it. Like I told my doctor the other day, I said, the one thing you have, you don't have that I have security for the future. Eternal security. You don't have it. You don't have it. I can tell you right now how this thing is going to play out. Time is the biggest friend of the covenant man and woman. Time. Time. But time is the biggest enemy of the people not in covenant with God. Because in time, life unravels. When you are not in covenant with God, in time, life will unravel. Hear me. No matter how good it looks right now. No matter how great things seem right now. In time, life unravels. It is the covenant that keeps us. It is the covenant of God that protects us. Your future, your eternal future is guaranteed in God. You just know. See, in 2021, you are excitedly looking forward to 2022 because you know it has to be better.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And as you look to 2020, you are looking to 2023, 2024. And then you are looking to Jesus coming. Ha. You are looking to what happens when we live here.
Hey,
hey, hey. Hey, hey. Time is the best friend of the covenant man, covenant woman. Because in time, the covenant produces. No matter what it looks like right now. No matter what it looks like right now. I stopped going back to the tax preparer in Shaker Heights. But I wish I could find him today. And I wish I could tell him, no, the covenant produced. You were wrong. The covenant produced. The covenant produced everywhere. Everywhere. In every way. Psalm 126, from verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream, he said. We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. I don't know about you, but I love laughter. I prefer laughter to crying. I love laughter. I love laughter. God loves laughter for his children. God wants to make you laugh. Whatever is making you cry today, God wants to turn it around and make you laugh. God will make you laugh. I say, God will make you laugh. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Our tongue was filled with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. That's why they are laughing. The Lord will do great things for you, children of God. Children of God, the Lord will do great things for you. You will laugh at the end, children of God. You will laugh at the end, children of God. Hear me. I'm preaching the word of God to you. I'm not preaching the word of man. You will laugh at the end, children of God. You will laugh at the end. You will have the last laugh, children of God. You will have the last laugh, children of God. Wherever you are today, wherever you are, hear me. You will have the last laugh. Amen. Jesus will have the final say, and you will have the last laugh. Whatever is giving you pain today will eventually give you joy. The Lord will turn it around. He said, when he turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. He said, amongst the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I like it. The Amplified in verse 1, it seems so unreal. Psalm 126 verse 1, the Amplified. It said, it seemed so unreal what the Lord did. We were like those who dream. It seemed so unreal. When the Lord gets done with you, it will seem so unreal. The message said, it seemed too good to be true. The message, it seemed too good to be true. Too good. That's the kind of business God is in. He's in the business of doing things in the lives of his people that seem too good to be true. It seemed too good to be true. It seemed too good to be true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One miracle will be amazing enough, but one miracle and one blessing will not be enough to tell the story of what God will do in your life. Too good to be true. What I want us to pay attention to, the last few minutes that I have here for this particular Sunday's message, is something that I said to you last week, and I want to hone in on it a little bit further today. There's never been any question about what the Lord will do. Folks, there's no question about it. There's no question what the Lord will do in your life. There's never been any question. Something that we don't do enough, though, is stopping and celebrating what he already did. Remember, we talked a lot about this last Sunday. We forget too quickly. I don't know that I've ever heard it like this, but the Lord showed me one of the biggest hindrances to how he's able to move in the lives of his people is that we forget so quickly. We so quickly forget what he did before. Remember, like we said last week, there's a time when you were sending prayer points everywhere, including to your enemies. Pray for me, pray for me, oh, pray for me. But then the Lord comes through, and then we forget. I really want to hit that a little bit. That's what he gave me today. What he gave me. Go back to Psalm 66. I really want to hit that. I don't know if you've ever heard it preached like this before. I don't know if you've heard people say this to you, but I want to say to you with everything I have within me, I want to challenge you in this area of your life. I want to challenge you to create memorials. Memorials of the goodness of God in your life. I know we celebrate birthdays once every year, and then on those birthdays, we will talk about everything the Lord did, and blah, blah, which is great, awesome. Sometimes we celebrate anniversary, and we'll talk about everything that the Lord has helped us with, and that's great, awesome. But today, the Lord has it in my heart to challenge you. One day is not enough for this memorial. Memorial of God's goodness. Memorial of God's faithfulness. Let's read Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. All the earth shall worship you. See, that's what he's looking for. All the earth shall worship you and sing unto you. They will sing to your name, Selah. Verse 5, come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doings toward the children of men. Come see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. That great tribulation became a place of great triumph. That place of great trial became a place of great victory. And they celebrated it. Verse 8. Oh, bless our God, you people. Make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who holds our soul in life, suffers not our feet to be moved. For you, God, you proved us. You tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon our loins. You caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water. But then, finally, you brought us into a wealthy place. So then he says in verse 13, I will go into your house. I won't forget. I won't forget. I won't for one songwriter said, never shall forget what the Lord has done for me. I won't forget. But do you know how often we forget? He brings us out of the trial. He brings us out of the challenge. He brings us out of the difficulty. And we quickly forget. This man said, I will go into your house with burnt offering. I will pay my vows. Watch this now. Watch. Listen to this. Verse 14. I will pay my vows which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. Listen now. When I was in trouble. Because when we were in trouble, crying out to the Lord to help us, to have mercy, to bring us out, we said all sorts of things. Lord, if you will bring us out, we will serve you the rest of our life. Lord, if you will bring us out, oh, you will be above only. There will be nothing above you in our life. Lord, if you will bring us out, if you will bring us, if you will just do it, if you will just, Lord, the rest of our life, we devote. Then he does it. He really does it. But guess what? We forget. We go back on the promise we made. We said we would devote our lives to him. We said if you would do it, we will give you everything. We will serve you. We're above it. But then we forget. He said, I won't forget. Verse 15. I will offer unto you burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the increase of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Verse 16. Come and hear all you that fear God, and I will declare what he has done. I won't forget. I will declare what he has done. I will not forget. I will not forget. I will declare what he has done. I will not forget, and I will not let the world forget either. I will not forget, and I will not let the world forget either. I will declare what the Lord has done. He said, that's what the psalmist said. I will declare what the Lord has done. Why? Because that's my end of the bargain. That's your end of the bargain. You say, Lord, if you would do it, the Lord did it. He did his part. My part, our part. We must not forget. We must not let the world forget. Come and hear all you that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayers. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Blessed be God. I will not forget. And then he goes from there and jumps into praise. Psalm 67. God, be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause your his face to shine upon us, Selah. That your way may be known upon the earth, your saving health among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. This is our part of the bargain. Let all the people praise you, O God. Create an eternal memorial of celebrating the goodness of the Lord. Let all the people praise you. Let all the people praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you have judged, you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Let all the people praise you. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Then, when is then? When the people praise him. When the Lord said to me, and I don't know if you've heard it before like this. One of the greatest hindrances for my move in the lives of my people is they forget. And I said this to you last week. It's a quote. I'm going to give it to you again. If you don't take the time to acknowledge and celebrate the goodness of the Lord in your life, in bringing you to where you are right now, He can't take you to where you want to go. If you don't take the time to acknowledge it. Remember, this is another quote from last week. Your life is a compendium of miracles. And without God, you couldn't possibly be wherever you are today. You didn't get where you are today because you were so good. You were so smart. No! You didn't get where you are today because you are so hardworking. No. Your life is a compendium of miracles. And without God, you couldn't possibly be wherever you are today. Oh, my. Listen to this. So many others tried, but they couldn't get it done. So many others went, but they couldn't make it through. But just look what the Lord has done through your life. Just look what the Lord has done in your life. So, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Forget not His benefits. It is quite natural to set up memorials for the tragedies and sad events that occur in our lives. That is natural, yes. But I want to challenge you today to set up memorials and take the time to celebrate the memories of God's goodness in your life. Count your blessings, name them one by one. We do this a lot. A certain season, certain time. But it's not enough. I challenge you to create memorials and celebrations every month, every week, every day even, every day. Take the time to celebrate God and His workings in your life. Somebody say, I will not forget. Say it again, say, I will not forget. Psalm 103, where are we with time? Psalm 103. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Forget not. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, how we forget. How we forget. We forget our lives were such a mess until Jesus found us. We forget we were trapped in the ditches of life, going nowhere, spinning our wheels until Jesus rescued us. We forget. We forget we were nobodies. Everybody thought we would not end well. They thought we were near do-wells. We would never achieve anything in our life. Suddenly, though, Jesus found us. He made us champions. He made us champions. We forget. How we forget. How we forget. Everybody thought nothing good could come out of our lives. They looked at us at different seasons of our lives. What would ever come out of that? That's a nobody. That's a nothing. But Jesus found us.
Amen.
He made something beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
David said, I will not forget His benefits. Oh, folks, I pray that this becomes a revelation to you today. So many in the body of Christ don't have it. They don't have this simple revelation. To camp out around the places, the memorials of God's goodness in your life. To camp out there and just take time to celebrate God. So many in the body of Christ don't have it. We quickly forget. Prayer points are very popular. Sending prayer points, very popular. Okay, again, I need help today. I need another breakthrough. Today, I need another miracle. Today, I need... When are we going to make praise reports popular? When are we going to make praise reports popular? See what the Lord did for me. See what the Lord did for me. 10 years ago, see how He brought me out. 5 years ago, see how He visited me. 2 years ago, see what He did for my family. 1 year ago, see how He rescued me. 3 months ago, see how He... When are we going to make praise reports popular? When are we going to itemize it? People even say, yeah, yeah, the Lord is good. He has been good. He has been good. But if you say, what has he done? They say, let me think. Let me think. You have to think what he has done. But if I ask you, what are your prayer points? Quickly, you start rattling them. Right now? Oh, pastor, you mean my prayer points right now? Which of them do you want? Because I have like up to 100. Do you want the biggest one or the smallest one first? Or you want me to start from the middle? Pastor, which one do you? Because we will not live here today. If I start telling you all my prayer, we will not quit this service today. But if I ask you, what did the Lord do for you? I say, I need some time to think about it. David said, I will not forget. Forget not all his benefits. He starts in verse 3. He begins to itemize them. He said, who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executes judgment. He executes righteousness for the oppressed. He made known his way unto Moses, his path unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is gracious. He is slow to anger. He is plenteous in mercy. He will not always be angry. He will never be angry together forever. But according to his mercy, he deals with us. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so the Lord, so the Lord, so the Lord, so the Lord has removed our transgressions far away from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. He knows our frame. He knows we are dust. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. To them that fear him, his righteousness unto his children's children. David said, I will not forget. He said, I will not forget. He said, I will not forget. He said, I will not forget, and I will not let the world forget. I won't let you forget what the Lord has done for me. I will not forget, and I will not let you. Now, you can keep quiet and be cool, but I'm not going to let you forget. You can call me whatever names you want to call me. You can say, yeah, he's just a fanatic. Yeah, you just say he's lost his mind. Yeah, he's one of those crazy charismatics. Yes, you can say whatever you want to say about me. But I assure you, I will not forget. And I will not let you forget. I will not let you forget what the Lord has done for me. David said in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. My soul, the humble will hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Because I remember what he did. I sought the Lord and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. I remember what he did. I will not forget. We looked upon him. We became lightened. Our faces were ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear. He delivered. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall never want any good thing. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. The righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble. The Lord is near unto them that have a broken heart and saves them that are be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not a one of them is broken. The Lord redeems the soul of his servant. None of them that trust in him shall be desolate. I will not forget. 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 It's about closing time. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. What has he done? I will not forget. I will not forget. Stand to your feet. I'm going to read my last scripture. I'm going to read my last scripture with you standing. Listen to me. Look at Luke chapter 17. I want you to look at Luke chapter 17. Let's read this last scripture. I want you to stand while I read this. Because when we finish this, I don't want you to scratch your head when I ask you, what has the Lord done for you? I don't want you to say, I want to think about it. No, I want you now to start thinking about it. Listen to me. Luke chapter 17. Let's read while you are standing there. Luke chapter 17. I'm going to read it from verse 11. It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, you go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And only one of them, one. Somebody say one. Somebody say one. Say, I will be that one today. Say, I will be that one today. I will not be the nine that forgot. I will not be the nine that went away without thanking the Father. I will be the one that came back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he saw as he went that he was healed, he turned back. And with a loud voice, he started to glorify God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And this man was a Samaritan. I got to read verse 15 and 16 to you from the Amplified. Then one of them, upon seeing that he was cured, he turned back, recognizing and thanking and praising God with a loud voice.
Hallelujah.
With a loud voice.
Hallelujah.
Verse 16, and he fell prostrate at Jesus' feet. Listen to this now. Thanking him. How many times? Over and over. I know you have thanked the Lord, but you have just not thanked him over and over. That's why we're here today. I'm here to challenge you to make room to thank the Lord over and over. Think about it. When this leper, when he recognized that he was healed, he still had major needs in their life, in his life, you know. Lepers were kept outside of the camp. They couldn't mix with everybody. There's no story of a blessed leper in the land of Israel, because it was a taboo for them to live amongst the people. You can read the story of a wealthy leper who was a general in an army, but it was not the Israeli army, because it was a taboo for them. They had to be outside of the camp. And when you are outside of the camp, you have nothing. You don't have a home. You don't have a job. You don't have a family. You don't have anything. All you have is your life. You're a leper outside of the camp. This man, when he found out he was healed, he still needed a home. He still needed a job. He still needed a family. Like the other nine people. The other nine lepers, they found out they were cleansed and they moved right on to go begin to sort out the issues of making a home, finding a job, and starting a family. This one leper, he came back to Jesus. The Bible says here in the Amplified, he came back, he turned back, recognizing, thanking, and praising God with a loud voice. With a loud voice. And he fell prostrate at Jesus' feet, thanking him over and over. He still needed a home, but he was thanking Jesus over and over. He still needed a job, but he was thanking Jesus over and over. He still needed a family, but he was thanking Jesus over. What was he thanking Jesus for? That he did not have a home, that he did not have a job, that he did not have a family. What was he? He was thanking Jesus for healing him. Finally, you made a way for a leper to get out of the leper's colony and come back and live a normal life. Maybe it takes me 15 years. Maybe it takes 20. Jesus. Maybe it takes me 30. But I don't care. All I know is I no longer have to live in the leper's colony. I can have a normal life again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The story of the 10 lepers became the story of the one healed leper who did not forget God. I want you to take a moment as I close today, wherever you are, hearing the sound of my voice. Only a fool says there is no God. Only a fool says I got here because of my smart, my strength, my work, my education, my connections. Only a fool says that. I work my butt off to get where I am. No, you did not. No, you did not. God was merciful to you. God was merciful to you. That's why you got where you are. There were some that worked more than you did. There were some that struggled more than you did. They're no longer here today. They're no longer here today. It's not because of what you did. It's because of what he did. Wherever you are today, as I close this service, under the sound of my voice, I want you to just acknowledge the Father. Acknowledge Jesus and what he has done in your life. I don't want you to look for words. It should be easy for you to remember. Remember where he brought you out from. Remember the people, the many people you started with. Remember your peers, people who are just like you, who no longer have the privileges that you have today. It's not because of what you did. It's because of what he did. I want you to take the time, like that one leper did. I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to appreciate God. I want you to look around your life. Anything the Lord has done for you, I want you to count those blessings and name them one by one. I don't care if they are spiritual, physical, financial, health, career, family, marriage, relationship. I don't care what these blessings, I want you to count them. Count them. Name them one by one. Name them one by one. And for each of them, I want you to thank the Lord. I want you to bless his name. Like the leper, I want you to thank him over and over and over and over again. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Today, I lift up my voice. I thank you. You have been good. You have been good to me. What you have done, Lord, it will take all of eternity to talk about it. It will take all of eternity to talk about it. It will take all of eternity to talk about it. What you have done, what you have done, what you have done, it will take all of eternity to talk about it. It will take all of eternity to talk about it. I bless your holy name. I bless your holy name. I bless your holy name. Lord, I give you praise. I give you praise. Jesus, I bless your holy name. Jesus, I lift you up and adore you. Jesus, I exalt you. Jesus, I praise you, Jesus. I glorify you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. You alone deserve the glory. You alone deserve the praise. You alone deserve the honor. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. I praise your holy name. 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 Oh Jesus. I praise your holy name. I praise your holy name. Jesus. Jesus. I offer my sacrifice of praise. I bring you my burnt offerings. I bring you my burnt offerings. I bring you my vows. Jesus. I honor you. Jesus. I bless you. Jesus. I praise you. Jesus. I glorify you. Jesus. Oh, I exalt you. Jesus. Oh, I bless you. Jesus. Oh, I thank you. Jesus. I lift you up. Jesus. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all my thanksgiving. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Jesus. You deserve it. You deserve it. Jesus. You deserve it. 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 My Father, you deserve it. My Father, you deserve it. My Father, you deserve it. I remember. I remember. You alone deserve it. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Oh. All of this week as we close, give the Lord unprecedented praise. All of this week as we close, as we go home today, all of this week, please, 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 wherever you are, all of this week, please, please, give the Lord unprecedented praise. Please, praise Him like you never have before. Please, talk about His goodness. Set up those memorials. Memorials of the goodness of the Lord. You remember what He did for you, where you never could have imagined that you would get that far, but He did it anyway. Please, all of this week, please, I beg you, I plead with you. If you heard nothing else that I said in this service, I plead with you, please, all of this week, Give him unprecedented praise all of this week. Every time your eyes pop open when you arise from your bed, give him unprecedented praise. Because many went to bed the night before and did not wake up in the morning. Every time you find yourself around something that gives you joy and delight, every time you remember, because the Holy Spirit will remind you things that have happened on your journey, I want you to give him unprecedented praise. Don't ask him for more. Not this week, please. Not this week. Devote yourself to unprecedented praise all of this week, please. Remember, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Remember. 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 We thank you, our Father. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Jehovah God Almighty. We thank you. Bless your people, Lord, all through the rest of this day and all through the rest of this week. Bless them in their unprecedented praise as they offer unto you praise, volumes and volumes and volumes of praise and thanksgiving. Remember them. God, as they remember you and what you've done in their lives, remember them. In the name of Jesus, show yourself strong in each of their lives. Ha, Father, make their lives a complete miracle, a testimony of the goodness of God. We thank you today. Thank you even for your presence in our service, how you minister to us, how you accepted our praise and our worship, our gifts, our offerings, how you open your ears and listen to our prayers. Lord, how you open the heavens and rain down fresh manna of the word of God upon us. And you fill us. We are so full and so satisfied. We thank you. We thank you. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise, Father. You alone deserve it. You alone deserve it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Help me bless the name of the Lord, please. Hallelujah. Help me bless the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Amen.